Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from Let Your Kingdom Come. That's a book at Amazon.com. It'll have my name on it somewhere. And I put this thing together to trace through the scriptures all the places that have something to do with the kingdom of God. We're tracing that now in audio form. We've come to 1000 BC, where we're going to be talking about the kingdom. And the psalmists, what did the psalmists have to say about the kingdom? Many of these are from David, but others were written by other authors at different times. Some of them lived at the same time as David. Psalm 2 begins the parade of quotations regarding the coming kingdom in the Bible's songbook. Psalm 2, "Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel.'" This psalm speaks of a time when the nations of the earth will be given to the Son of God. His rule will be firm as with a rod of iron. And this will be necessary, for the saints ruling with him will be ruling over the people of the Gentile nations, referenced in Matthew 25, containing citizens who were helpful to the Lord, but who have not yet received of his Spirit. Necessarily. Psalm 9, "But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. And he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever." Yes, Jesus will be a just judge when he reigns. Some nations will be spared, some not. Again, as in Matthew 25. Go to Psalm 10. "The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more." This song speaks of the nations that are kept out of the kingdom. Oppressors are gone. What a wonderful world is coming. These conditions have never existed on earth, by the way. In Psalm 10, that description is not a description of anything you've ever seen or heard of. Psalm 14, "Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad." Why at that time? Because that's the same time as his return, his conquering of his enemies, his setting up of his kingdom. Psalm 18:50, "Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore." David and his descendants, the king. Do you see the pattern of these psalms? There's going to be a kingdom here. For a long time. Now, Psalm 22 is a messianic psalm and speaks much of the suffering Messiah, of the Messiah. But at the end is made mention that eventually this despised one will rule the nations and be worshipped by them. It says, "All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this." Worldwide worship, spoken of in the prophets also. The very nature of that worship is even spelled out. Oh, the kingdom is coming. Be ready to worship the Lord regularly. Oh, you can begin that today because he is your king today. Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. We've often spoken or sung Psalm 24 without realizing the literal way this will all be fulfilled. The lifting up of our heads and the gates being opened and somebody coming through those gates. Jesus, the mighty conqueror, will enter Jerusalem with great power and reign there with his saints. Psalm 37, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Didn't Jesus talk about the meek inheriting the earth? Right, like it is here in Psalm 37? Has that happened yet? No. And are the wicked out of existence? No. No, everything I just read is still in your future, your glorious future, if you belong to the Lord. Psalm 45, my heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty, ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness, and you hate wickedness. And therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty. Because he is your Lord, worship him. And the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Instead of your fathers shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the people shall praise you forever and ever. Psalm 45. That was another messianic song. This one from the sons of Korah. They're not speaking about David here, but of the son of David, as the Spirit gives them utterance. This king to come is beautiful, mighty, ruling with a sword, having an eternal throne. The sons of this king will be made princes in all the earth. His name will be remembered in all generations. And so the pattern is visible again. A real man. ruling over a real people in an earthly setting, this earth, from generation to generation. That's what the Hebrews believed, and that's what they'll get. Psalm 46, the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Here we see the reign of peace of Messiah, after he has beaten down all those who rose against him. Shiloh has come. The earth is at rest. Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. That was Psalm 47. Here he's the king of all the earth again, reigning over the nations. It hasn't happened. I know he's king in heaven, king over the universe. Nothing happens without his permission. I know that. But I still see an abortion clinic down the street. I see bars. I see drunkenness. I see rape and murder. When Jesus is king over all the earth, all that's gone. All that's gone. Revelation chapter 20 tells the outline of these things. Psalm 48, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. For behold, the kings assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled. They hastened away. Fear took hold of them there, and pain, as of a woman in birth pangs, as when you break the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go all about her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generations following. For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to death. You see how some of this is in future tense, but most of it in past tense. It's a prophecy acting as though it were history. That happens in the Old Testament prophecies quite a bit. It's the thing already accomplished. You're looking back on it and seeing it happen right before your eyes. That was Psalm 48. He's seen there in his special city, the city of the great king and his holy mountain. These are themes you will see all through the prophets too. The city, the mountain. These locations are sprinkled everywhere in the Old Testament. And then Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. That was Psalm 50 from Asaph, that depicts God coming forth out of Zion, gathering his saints together. Is this not the coming, the second coming of Jesus, that they're calling the rapture today? And threatening to tear in pieces the forgetters of God. This is the judgment day. It's coming. And then he's going to judge the earth. It's going to be a wonderful thing when beauty is brought to this planet after the judgment day does come. Well, that's one third of the Psalms. The other two thirds don't have quite as much, but we'll cover those next time around. Thank you so much for being here today. And do look around at the rest of the site, approaching 3,400 audios on Sermon Audio right now. I think you'll find something there that will be a blessing to you if you just look around. We have Zoom meetings every Saturday and Tuesday. If you're interested in that, just give me an email, bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. Blessings. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on August 26, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.